Angels join us as we help those in need. November 30th. Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. NKJV. There are many who are, and who feel their shame and their folly. They look upon their mistakes and errors until they are driven almost to desperation. These souls we are not to neglect. When one has to swim against the stream, there is all the force of the current driving him or her back. Let a helping hand then be held out, as was the elder brother's hand to the sinking Peter. Speak hopeful words, words that will establish confidence and awaken love. Thy brother and sister, sick in spirit, need thee, as thou thyself hast needed their love. The knowledge of our own weakness should help us to help others in their bitter need. Never should we pass by one suffering soul without seeking to impart the comfort wherewith we are comforted of God. It is fellowship with Christ, personal contact with a living Savior, that enables the mind and heart and soul to triumph over the lower nature. The wanderers need to clasp a hand that is warm, to trust in a heart full of tenderness. Keep their minds stayed upon the thought of a divine presence ever beside them, ever looking upon them with pitying love. As you engage in this work, you have companions unseen by human eyes. Angels of heaven were beside the Samaritan who cared for the wounded stranger. Angels from the heavenly courts stand by all who do God's service in ministering to their fellow beings. And you have the cooperation of Christ Himself. He is the restorer, and as you work under His supervision, you will see great results. Upon your faithfulness in this work, not only the well-being of others but your own eternal destiny depends. Christ is seeking to uplift all who will be lifted to companionship with Himself, that we may be one with Him as He is one with the Father. He permits us to come in contact with suffering and calamity in order to call us out of our selfishness. He seeks to develop in us the attributes of His character, compassion, tenderness, and love. By accepting this work of ministry, we place ourselves in His school, to be fitted for the courts of God.